Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
I've left discussing purple to last, even though it always appears in the middle, as in, quote, curtains of fine woven linen, and blue, purple, and scarlet thread, Exodus 26, verse 1. Of course, the colors are that way on a color wheel. Blue and red are primary colors, along with yellow. Although there was no yellow per se in the tabernacle, there was plenty of gold. But when you mix blue and scarlet, you end up with purple. Not that the craftspeople mixed their dyes. The purple dye they used came from a sea snail called Murex trunculus. Supposedly, each snail produced a single drop. So for 1 pound of dye, it took about 4 million mollusks. Any wonder that it was reserved for royalty and the wealthy? It was the most expensive color in ancient times. You find many references to purple linked with power and prestige throughout Scripture. Mordecai wore, quote, a garment of fine linen and purple, Esther chapter 8, verse 15, when he was honored for mediating his people's rescue. Of the virtuous woman we read, quote, her clothing is fine linen and purple, Proverbs 31, verse 22. And Belshazzar promised that anyone who could interpret the writing on the wall, quote, shall be clothed with purple, Daniel chapter 5, verse 7. Mark and John saw the robe Jesus wore as more purple than scarlet, and anyone who has mixed reds, blues, and purples knows the challenge. But what if you blended the heroic humanity of Jesus and the true blue of his heavenly origins? Wouldn't you get the rich purple of the rightful king, the one mediator between God and men, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5? Quote, looking unto Jesus, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Heaven's Son, humanity's Savior, our Sovereign. Hallelujah.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.